Time for you to use your brain to connect with Dr. Canada. You've got to use your fingers, too, at 888-553-7536. This is a Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Every weekend at this time, Dr. Canada appears on the radio. He has his intellect on. The switch is set for your calls, your questions. I was looking at some of the things that have happened this week. Before we get back to your calls at 888-553-7536, Canada, I'd like you to talk about, we had mentioned several times in the last hour, those of you who are just joining us, you can go to DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com and get the archives of the program. A lot of people listen and learn, and that's the whole idea here. So I said earlier that stress seems to be a theme, because we've talked about what happened in your office this week, and then we, you think about the essence of what people do in the name of their own reality. The stress that people create sometimes is very, it's over the top. And so this week there's a study about how stress and depression have an impact on your brain that I thought maybe you'd like to share with people.
This is an enlightening study. If you didn't think stress was a problem, this might change your mind.
Yeah.
This is out of Nature Medicine. This week, Doug, that severe depression and chronic stress, either or, can shrink the brain by blocking formation of new nerve connections. The effect actually disrupts circuits associated with mental functioning and emotion. And this could explain why people with major depressive disorder, they suffer from concentration and memory loss, as well as from blunted emotional responses. So stress, and especially chronic stress, needs to be dealt with. You can't ignore it.
Right. There's a story floating around about age-related stats. Feds this week said that today's older Americans enjoy longer lives and better physical function than did previous generations. I'm finding that hard to believe, frankly. I don't believe much that comes from government. I don't like the government. People know that. To listen to me,
That's not news.
Not our friends. What is it news? That we're living longer lives or that I don't like the government?
The latter.
I don't. We may be living longer, but it's technology that is responsible for that, not necessarily people living good lives. Look at the obesity problem. Look at all the expenses. This whole fight about Medicare is brought about by people having, having foolish expectations about basically medicine and machines fixing the problems that they are in denial. Eating the wrong foods and smoking and doing all kinds of things that are bad for you. And then you think magically at 65, the government's going to take over and keep you alive for another 10 or 20 years, even though you've abused the hell out of yourself.
Well, Doug, the reason why people are living longer is basically technology in dealing with heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer. And Dick Cheney, I don't want to bring him up for political reasons, but he's a good example because most people know of Dick Cheney. Here's a guy who in his 30s has his first heart attack in about 1978.
Yeah.
And in 1978, we were at the borderline of being able to do things, and he fortunately evolved with the amazing technology, and then in the next decade gets a defibrillator, and in the next decade or two gets bypassed, gets angioplastied, and then two or three decades later gets a pump that he walks around with, and just recently gets a heart transplant. So he's had multiple heart attacks, and here's a guy who may live another 15 years, but had he not lived in this time of evolution, if he had lived 30 years ago, he would have been dead in his 30s.
Yeah. There are people, I'm not a fan, nor have I ever really been of this guy. That's not true. Early on, I kind of was. But he was a chain smoker. You'd never be around him.
I'm not talking about the politics. I'm just talking about
an
example of how
his heart
we're living longer.
Right. But his heart, you're right. Exactly. His heart was destroyed by his eating and drinking and smoking. That's how his, plus I think there was some genetic stuff in there. And the fact that the guy's still alive is a modern miracle, just more
technology
than you could probably, yeah, it's all about
purely
that.
Purely technology.
So, anyway. All right, so let's get back to our callers at 888-553-7536. All right, let's see if we can help Helen, who's down on Merritt Island listening to WMEL. I'm going to guess either that or TTB. Hi, Helen.
Good morning.
What's up with you?
I have an 18-year-old daughter, and for about a year or so, whenever she gets nervous or anxious, even when she gets excited about something, she breaks out in hives, big red patches across her chest and shoulders, and then she gets really embarrassed about it, and it makes her even more anxious, and she starts crying, and I don't know what to do for her. I've tried Benadryl because I've heard it was an allergic reaction to, you know, anxiety or whatever, and it's not working for her, and I'm just not sure what to do.
Okay, so we don't think that this is due to any foods or medications or allergens or environmental factors. We think this is all stress-related, right?
Yeah, because I can't link it to something that she's eaten prior to that or anything that she's been exposed to, only when she gets anxious or nervous.
So it only occurs with severe anxiety?
Yes.
Okay. Mom, and I know it's hard sometimes to accept when we have to tell parents that our kids need to see a psychiatrist, but that's her next step. She has, it's nothing horrible. She has a severe anxiety disorder, and one of the manifestations of it are the skin changes that you're seeing. And I think if you get right to the root of it, which is a severe anxiety disorder, which a good, competent psychiatrist who specializes in anxiety can deal with, and you can solve this problem.
Yeah, I'm just kind of opposed. I've seen so many kids go on medications and stuff for anxiety.
Well,
and it just seems
go
like
with
it's
her.
Kind of
done. Okay, go with her. Be upfront with the doctor and try first to see if talking therapy will work. There's nothing wrong with that. And a good psychiatrist, if this is not life-threatening, if she's not suicidal, it doesn't sound like she is. It sounds like she wants to get better.
Yeah.
And therefore, be upfront about it that you'd like to see if talking therapy could handle this. And in many anxiety issues, it works. Sometimes you don't need to rush into the medications immediately.
Mm-hmm. But there's nothing orally that we could give her that would help relieve the symptoms, at least until she can try to get that under control with a psychiatrist.
Well, you're doing the right thing. You're giving her antihistamines, and that's what you need to do. The initial treatment of this is an antihistamine. You may want to talk to your doctor about getting a second-generation, newer antihistamine. You know, you can get them over the counter, Claritin or Zyrtec. There are prescription ones. Allegra is an example. Clarinex is another example of a prescription antihistamine. This is where you need to talk to the doctor.
Okay.
All right, ma'am.
But please, don't treat the symptoms. Get to the root cause. This is severe anxiety. And I saw it today. We talked about the example of a woman in my office totally blacking out by anxiety. And this is another way that anxiety, when it's severe, can manifest itself. And so get to the root cause. She needs a compassionate, understanding, experienced psychiatrist. And don't feel that if you go to the first one and there's not that chemistry, that personal chemistry that you need to form a good bond, a good relationship, then go to somebody else. And also, don't be embarrassed or uneasy about saying, I want to just go in for 15 minutes to let you interview me, but for me to interview you also, because we need to form a good bond here.
There's the word, Helen. You're a good mom. Take good care of your daughter. 888-553-7536, Sid in Central New York. Sid, what can Dr. Ken do to help you?
It's not me. It's a friend who has been recently diagnosed with osteoporosis. However, he's been told that there is no available injection or medication treatment because he has a bad kidney condition, one non-functional kidney, and the other kidney is only 40% functional.
Huh. That does make
the problem is that there's no medication or injection that he can get that he knows of or that his doctor knew of.
Has he been to an endocrinologist?
I don't know the answer.
Because
I'm writing down endocrinologist.
Right. What I would do is I would go see an endocrinologist. These are the doctors who really specialize in the hormone issues and using hormonal treatment to try to deal with this, because that's where he may need to go to get some help here. But don't smoke. Avoid excessive alcohol.
He doesn't smoke. He does not drink excessively.
Do whatever you can to make sure that there's nothing in the house that's going to increase the risk of falling. And do whatever precautions you can to prevent falls.
Very good. Well, right. He certainly does that. He used to run. He's been told to stop that.
Yes.
He used a bicycle. He was told to stop that. He's taken very good care of himself, despite the complex medical history.
There's a lot of different
heart surgery.
There's a lot of different options besides the bisphosphonates, which are the Fosamax, the Boniva of the world that we usually think of that the primary doctors will prescribe. There's hormonal therapy, and there's some unusual, less common osteoporosis medications that people, most doctors, don't have much experience with. This is where you need to go to the endocrinologist.
And that would be good. Very good.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Somebody sent me a copy. I actually got a couple of articles here that have been sent during the course of the program. One of them has to do with whooping cough. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Apparently, one of our listeners, I think at WAYY in Eau Claire, sent this along. Ken, what do you make of the concern people have in Wisconsin about this?
Yeah, this is a big concern. I'm so glad this listener shared this with us, and it's worth mentioning again. Whooping cough is a problem. It's an infection where you just cough so much, you create such severe, large amounts of secretions. And as an adult, you can usually clear this, but as an infant, you don't have the ability to clear this, and you can choke on this and die. And we have ways of trying to prevent this, but it requires about 7 vaccinations over the course of a number of years to get this. The problem with the pertussis vaccine is that it's not really that effective. Some vaccines, they're amazingly effective. The pertussis vaccine is about the least effective vaccine we have, and that means that everybody needs to get it, because if somebody doesn't get the vaccine and you have a vaccine that's not that effective, it just makes the problem, magnifies it. So what's happened is that people have gotten scared of vaccines, and they think there's side effects. They think they're going to get autism. And only 70% of current adults, children in Wisconsin, are up to date in their pertussis vaccinations. And that's all it takes. Infants need to stay away from unimmunized adults. This is very serious. And just guard your kids. And this is a vaccine that is deadly, a disease that's deadly if you don't get vaccinated.
All right, so there it is. Parents, make sure your children are in the program. And I'm not one who likes vaccines necessarily.
My kid was vaccinated, so if that helps, I've had my own vaccinated.
Right. All right, 888-553-7536. Another article about cancer. Coming up, plus, of course, certainly your calls here, 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
I'm expressway to your heart.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We've got some lines open if you want to come join us. Give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Been in medicine almost 30 years. Nothing I haven't seen once. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Won't embarrass you and give you evidence-based answers. Maybe help you live longer. Definitely help you improve the quality of your life.
Why not? 888-553-7536. Not much to lose in that department. Okay, here's a lady who listens to us on Tiffin's WTTF. Judy, you're on here with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, hi.
What can we do for you?
My husband has had a bile duct obstruction for about 3 years, and they've been treating him with endoscopies, and we were referred to the Cleveland Clinic. At the clinic, the gastroenterologist is going to do another ERCP and also a cholangioscopy, and I was wondering if I could have a little more information on a cholangioscopy.
Yeah, this is a mouthful. This is why doctors say ERCP, endoscopic.
Okay.
Retrograde cholangio pancreatography.
Okay.
And, I probably have said that once in my lifetime other than right here, because everybody just says ERCP.
Okay.
Because it's such a long name. But what it is basically is it's a procedure that uses a dye to highlight the bile ducts. And a thin, flexible tube, which we call an endoscope, with a camera on the end, is gently passed down your throat, through your stomach, and into the upper part of your small intestines. Sometimes some air is used to inflate the intestinal tract, so that the person, the doctor doing this, can more easily see the openings of your pancreatic and bile ducts. And then a dye is injected into the ducts through a small hollow tube. They'll call this a catheter. It's passed through the endoscope. And finally, x-rays are taken of the ducts. And it's just a way to image and see where the obstruction is.
Okay, so the cholangioscopy is just another term for the ERCP.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I think
all that means is looking at the ducts of the gallbladder and the ducts in the liver.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. Thanks for listening. 888-553-7536. Lynn is in North Carolina. Yes, ma'am. Hello. Where's Lynn? Lynn's not there. All right, let's move to Fern in Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi, Fern.
Hello.
What's up with you?
Yes, I was prescribed Savella and Wellbutrin. I have fibromyalgia, and I'm just not sure if these two drugs are safe to be taken together. I wanted your opinion.
Fern, I will be glad to do a little search on that, and over the next break, and when we come out through the next break, I'll let you know.
All right, so we'll put you on hold. Let him do a little bit of research.
So it's Wellbutrin.
All right, go ahead. Fern, go ahead. Wellbutrin, and what's the other one?
Savella. S-A-V-E-L-L-A.
S-A-V-E-L-L-A. I'll be glad to research that, and I'll tell you, I've got a little program that can tell me about any drug interaction on planet Earth, and I'll put those through it.
All right, hold on a second, Fern. Let him do his work, his homework. Meanwhile, the Dr. Ken Good Day Health Newsletter this week. Ken, what do we have that's important for people to, what are you trying to underscore, I guess, is because I know you find things and you think, okay, we better let people know about this, that, or the other thing. This is something that comes to your email inbox every Friday. All you have to do when you see, go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, click on Dr. Ken's picture, and the newsletter comes up, and it'll just ask you for your email address. If you want it, we're not selling you anything. It's just a wonderful way for Ken to further spread his wings and help you out. So what do we have this week?
Well, you're a rare adult in America. If it doesn't affect you, your friends, or your family, somebody you know, this is the latest news about obesity and weight loss. It's clearly an epidemic, and it's working against all of the hard efforts that us doctors are trying to do to keep you living longer. This is the latest information.
All right, there it is. Late breaking news, as it were. 888-553-7536. There are a lot of items from the drug news department that I want to touch on in the next half hour with you, Ken. Also, eggs. We have some information. Those of you who like eggs, you know the back and forth about this study says, yeah, they're fine. Next study says, no, they're not. Well, here's the next step. Here's the next page in that. Plus, of course, more of your calls, 888-553-7536. You're on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now, final half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air every weekend. At this time, we never fail to be here. 52 weekends a year. Dr. Ken is here with his expertise on your side, at your service. Try us at 888-553-7536. All kinds of information, important information to share with you, including the question about drugs and whether they ought to be mixed together. Intelligent question from Fern in Fall River. All right, Fern, here's Dr. Ken's answer for you.
Hi, Fern. Hi, Fern. Savella, which I guess was prescribed to you for fibromyalgia, and Wellbutrin, was that prescribed to you for depression?
Yes.
There's no interactions identified with these two drugs being used.
Oh, all right.
I thought
almost the same type of drug, so I was a little afraid to stop.
No, it's a good question. Did you ask your doctor about it? The doctor who prescribed the Savella, was that a rheumatologist?
Yes, it was.
Did you tell the rheumatologist what other drugs you're on?
Well, he didn't know about the Wellbutrin because I saw the doctor the following day.
Okay, well, this is a classic error that I don't mean to be hard on you, Fern, but everybody should learn from it. Don't ever let, except in an emergency when you can't breathe or talk or your life's going down, don't ever let a doctor ever prescribe any medicine for you ever, except in a medical emergency and you can't give them the list, unless they know every single pill or capsule that you put in your mouth, whether it's prescribed, non-prescribed, over the counter, under the counter, behind the counter.
Yeah.
So the Wellbutrin was given the following day, and
okay.
I did tell him about the Savella. And
okay.
I just wasn't sure, because he had never heard of Savella, so I thought, maybe these two shouldn't be taken together.
But what I want you to do is I want you to go back and tell the person who prescribed the Savella that you're also on the Wellbutrin so that they're up to date and know what is going on.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck.
Nice to hear from you, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air. Email to drken@drkenshow.com. If you'd like to consultate with, is that the right word? If you'd like to consult. Well, you can have a consultation or you can consult or both of those things. Dr. Ken's office number in Florida is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. The blog at the drkenshow.com website, very active. You can click on the upper right-hand corner there and continue in or be a part of the conversation there. I was the recipient of an email from somebody who sent along, this person's name is Lynch, sent along an article that was in the USA Today this week about a fellow named Brian Mansfield who has colon cancer. He's 48. He thought that because he ate a lot of fried foods and drank a lot of sodas and had a lot of stress in his life, that's why he had a colon cancer problem, but it turned out that it was his history, his genetic, his makeup, his inheritance. So what do you mean? I mean, certainly eating all that food isn't good for your system, and maybe if you have the problem, it'll exacerbate it. But is this kind of cancer, and are many cancers, Ken, hereditary?
There are definitely colon cancers that run in families that are genetic, and especially when it presents this early in life, usually this is due to genetics.
It is. All right.
You need to know the best of your ability, all of us, our family history for colon cancer, because this affects when we should be screened.
All right. This is the kind of thing, when you get right down to it, you do a lot of research, you check your family history, and also I remember the fellow who was the newsman that I liked a lot, and he died a few years ago. He was on Fox, but I knew him. Tony Snow. Yeah, Tony Snow. His father had died of it when he was 50-something, and he admitted, I remember talking to him about it once, that he hadn't had the checkups fast or early enough in his life. You need to get those. If you're 50 and you have no signs, get your, what is it, a colonoscopy?
Well, normally we start the colonoscopy at 50, but if you have a family history of this, you should talk to your doctor about definitely starting earlier, 40. Some people even younger, some of the GI doctors will recommend. This is an area where it's so important to know your family history and run it by your doctor.
Yeah, use your head. 888-553-7536. Don's in Jackson, Tennessee. He's got a pain. What's your pain, Don?
Hey guys, I've got my problem is with my right heel. After I sit for a while or get up in the morning, when I get down, I can't really put pressure on my right heel for a little while.
Huh? Have you? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Have you had any trauma to this area?
No, and it goes away after a couple minutes or so.
Uh huh. You know, there's a number of things that can cause heel pain, and heel pain is like torture. It's horrible.
And it's terrible.
Yes. Plantar fasciitis is a common cause of this. You can have heel spurs, stress fractures. I can't over the radio diagnose this for you, but I can tell you the next step, if you will, to get them to be a lot less painful, those steps, is to go see your friendly podiatrist. They're experts at dealing with this, and they'll figure out which of the causes that I just mentioned is the cause and give you some specific therapy.
Well, Dr. Kenny, is it hereditary? Because I've got brothers and sisters that's kind of with the same symptoms.
Don, go see a podiatrist, okay?
You asked for his advice, he's given it to you, Don. 888-553-7536. Robert's in Fort Pierce, Florida. Robert, you're now up your turn at bat with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a partial hip replacement in April, and a couple of months after the healing was over and so forth, the surgeons suggested a bone density scan. And it showed moderate osteoporosis.
Wow, even guys get osteoporosis, huh, Robert?
Yeah, well, I've always been a skinny little guy. Anyhow, They suggested that I try Fosamax for a month, and if I didn't have any adverse reaction, I might want to continue on it. And in regard, in conjunction with this, they suggested or requested that I get a dental exam. Although I haven't been having any dental aches and so forth, I've had a lot of work done. But anyhow, I was wondering, what is the relationship between using Fosamax and dental condition? Because the dentist scheduled a huge amount of repair work in regard to this.
Well, there's a number of potential side effects with the bisphosphonates, of which Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, Reclast are examples. Long-term use, Robert, has been linked to a rare problem in which the upper thigh bone cracks but doesn't usually break completely. It's also been shown that these drugs affect the jawbone. And then there's osteonecrosis of the jaw. It's a rare condition occurring after a tooth extraction in which a section of the jawbone dies and deteriorates. These are the usual issues that come up with the mouth.
Well, would this trouble with the jawbone, would that be more likely as a result of using the Fosamax?
Exactly.
And if you don't use it, that danger might not be so likely?
Exactly.
Okay. I think that answers my question.
Glad you called, sir, and we're happy to answer your questions. That's why we're here. 888-553-7536. Here's Michael, who wants to know if you've ever had any experience or any knowledge of someone who claims to be a healer. And this is, this is too easy. This is an easy shot, but it's all right. The idea of healing from afar. People who use their psychic or psych, I don't know, some people think they're psychotic. I happen to believe that this stuff does work. Ken, however, probably doesn't because there's no, I don't know, there may be a study that does actually suggest.
Well, a lot of it is if you believe in it, mm-hmm. it may help. I wouldn't use this as my only therapy, but if you want to use this to in addition to traditional therapy for an item, I don't have a problem with this. I don't think there's any potential adverse reaction to it as long as you're also complementing it with traditional therapy.
All right. Somebody else also asked, they were just listening. This one's this is from Caroline. She said you were just talking about your heritage and illness. Does that determine your weight as well?
Well, it does definitely. Genetics do play a role in obesity. It affects our appetite, our ability to shut down our appetite. But what I think is the key, much more than genetics, is environment. I think who your friends are is so important as a determinant of who gets obese. Look around. I'm not telling you to give up on your obese friends, but just look around. If you're struggling with obesity, I bet most of the people you hang out with are also obese.
Ah, that's an interesting observation. 888-553-7536. We're here to observe at 16 before the hour.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg, bringing you some practical products for back to school. The new car connection from AudioVox and Sprint is easy to install and monitors drivers while managing and maintaining your car from any internet-connected device. You can even remotely prevent kids from driving while texting and talking as you track their speed and location. Car connection costs less than $170. The new Kyocera Hydro is the world's first waterproof, no-contract-required Android smartphone priced under $130. Boost Mobile's pay-as-you-go unlimited voice and data plan combined with monthly rates as low as $40 make it one of the best smartphone deals in America. A computer crash can cost a student thousands of dollars in lost music and the hardship of lost academic files. Carbonite.com's unlimited automatic, secure, and affordable cloud-based backup plans start as low as $59. Should your computer crash, Carbonite ensures you will recover everything quickly and easily. Priced at under $30, Logitech's Global Graffiti collection of wireless keyboards and mice features modern colors and patterns so students can choose a combination that allows them to express their individual style. And finally, all shoppers must go to youpromise.com and register. This free service has hundreds of online partners like staples.com and target.com. Do your online back-to-school shopping by linking through YouPromise, and they will deposit at least 5% cash back into a free college savings account. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and he has a fixation on medicine. He has a fixation on helping people. And he has a fixation on solutions. The ideas that come from Dr. Ken are based on a lot of research. That's why he likes Cardiol with its 9 natural ingredients. Works together to help you in any number of ways with things that could make you, if you're not careful, a patient of Dr. Ken's. How's that work, Ken?
Doug, I'm seeing nice results with this natural product. We use it before the plaques develop in the circulation. You see these high numbers and you don't yet have any plaques forming and you want to do something to push back. And the high cholesterol, we know it's a serious condition, and it can lead definitely to the number one killer, heart attacks, the number one disabler of Americans, strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective ways, Doug, to lower cholesterol in all my patients. And this new, all-natural approach, it's from Italy. It might be right for many of you listening. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They make your numbers look a lot better. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results. It takes just 30 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. All you have to do is take one capsule a day.
You'll cheer when you see the results. That's really the bottom line. You'll feel so good about having taken Ken's advice. Go online now to cardiol.net/Ken and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Or if it's easier for you to call the company, that's okay too. It's 888-809-6424. But you're going to order Cardiol and take it one capsule a day for 30 days, and it won't cost you anything. It's free other than just paying shipping and handling. That's it. So cardiol.net/Ken, and you'll click on Dr. Ken's free trial there as soon as you click on it, or try them on the phone, 888-809-6424. People are standing by right now. You don't want to let cholesterol ruin your future. You don't want to have, you don't become a statistic, somebody that Ken's working on or talking about. And get on the program. Try it for a month free. You'll see how wonderfully it works. You want to maintain the good cholesterol levels. That's why you'll stay on Cardiol. Cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Life. Have a good time. Have a good attitude. Don't let things bug you and turn off the news and you'll have a better life. We were talking earlier about how you can live your life better without stress. Stress is a killer and there's more of it around now because people believe the garbage that gets spewed by these people who are devastatingly dumb when it comes. There's nothing about me that likes anything that has to do with today's news media, because it isn't about the news. It's about scaring the hell out of you and making you, oh, my God, I better tune in later on. It's all about making money. That's fine because it's a business model that works for them, but it doesn't work for you. So you need to eliminate the stress which causes depression that we were talking about earlier. There are other items that are in the news this week medically. Before we get back to your calls, let's spend a moment or two talking about egg yolks. I made a reference earlier to these studies. Some tell you one thing, and then a little while later, there's another one that says something else. We were told that eggs were bad for you. Then I remember eggs are good for you. Now eggs are bad for you again.
Doug, how many egg yolks a week do you eat?
I don't eat. I may have one egg in a week, maybe. Well, sometimes I.
What about the whites?
I don't need it. I mean, I have an egg, a real egg. I don't do the whites. I don't do the yellows by themselves. I just eat the egg.
Just one egg.
Cook it with some of the veggies from my garden. It's actually pretty good. I like it. But I'm not eating eggs anymore because I don't want to.
I think the whites are fine. I have plenty of the whites a week. But this is out of Atherosclerosis Medical Journal this week. Whether boiled, scrambled, or sunny side up, the cholesterol-rich egg yolks, Doug, they can stiffen your arteries almost as much as, are you ready, smoking. And people who eat three or more yolks a week have significantly increased plaque compared with people who eat two or fewer yolks a week. So I think the magic is you just want to stay under three egg yolks a week. And I think eating the egg whites, though, are fine. And I have plenty of egg whites a week.
All right. So Ken says it's okay for the egg whites. Sometimes hard to separate the yolk from the white
just
stuff.
Just boil it.
Yeah, you can boil
that's
it.
That's what I do.
Yeah. All right, that's a good idea. Have a, just cut the, cut
I
out the
boil
middle part.
I boil a dozen.
Hard-boiled eggs.
I put them in the refrigerator, and I throw the yolk away, and I eat the whites.
There you go. That's a good snack, actually.
It's great.
Yeah,
and
a little
it's all
salt.
Protein.
Yeah, right. All right, the drug news this week, a couple of important stories that ought to be, they ought to be a part of what you know. And so Ken brings us up to date on those items.
Having been a scientist dealing and working in, with creatures, not humans, I still try to avoid talking about animal studies because it's interesting to the scientists, but it often doesn't tell us about practical information yet. And when it gets up the food chain to where it's actually a helpful discovery, then I usually talk about it. But I'm going to break my rule because this is a fascinating study from the Journal of Neuroscience this week. And it's some real hope that addictions to heroin and morphine, it seems that they can be blocked. And this was a study done in rodents. And it revealed that there's a key mechanism in the immune system, Doug, that amplifies addiction to these opioids. And the researchers found an immune receptor in the brain that stimulates this reward response that people get from heroin and morphine. And it makes the opioids become very addictive. And it seems that it's possible to prevent this dependence by a drug that blocks this immune receptor while increasing the medical benefits of the drugs, for example, for pain relief. They used a drug called Naloxone Plus, and this is very similar to a drug called Narcan that we use for opioid overdoses. But here, this is some hope that we may be able to block the addiction that occurs with these opioids.
All right. There's a book that's out that I want to tell people about. It's a book that suggests that the FDA, it's a book about natural health and keeping yourself tuned up, doing it yourself, if you will, because the FDA and other things that are part of our government relationship with ourselves are so corrupt. This guy's name is Dr. John Sherman, and he talks about the relationship between the FDA and the billion-dollar drug industry, and tells people how to decrease their reliance on prescription drugs, but more, and this is something we've talked about, how much the crossover between the FDA and the USDA and all kinds of government agencies, not just medical, is rife with these people that go in, they say, this is a public service, we're going to go help our country, and all they do is help themselves. And it's a real problem. You see it all the time, Ken. It's an amazing reality of this.
Well, they create the standard where we all have to operate and function with. It's a real challenge.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. That's his email address. Mine's Doug at dougstefan.com. Good day weekend at 50.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.